Eric, Sheik, will you come? And we'll let Eric go for about 10 minutes, and then we'll bring Nat and Marge up here.
I haven't spoken in front of a group like this in my 25 years. Last time I spoke in front of a group, I was trying to defend a ad campaign in front of a group of people that were trying to nail me.
We're not trying to nail
you. What I'm going to do is a little bit different, but anybody here ever been to a Quaker church? One. Well, we're going to have a Quaker church right now. We're not Quakers, but anyway.
We might be.
We might be shaking here in a minute. But the best thing I like to share with people what has been life to me and not just concepts. Mark knows me and he knows I'm full of concepts. But what I'm going to do is a little bit different is I'm basically going to turn the meeting over to God. And I'm just going to sit here quiet, and then I'll, at the end of a certain time, I'll turn it back over to, I guess, Mark. But then God's still going to have it. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do. Lord, I just invite you to share this time with us, and if you want to speak anything, do it, Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in his house forever.
Anybody taste and see that the Lord's good?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Something else the Lord was letting me know while I was sitting there. It's not only are we here with the Lord and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but angels are here, but all there are other believers here with us right now in the Spirit. God's awesome.
Yes.
Jesus has given us his body and blood to feed on. That's awesome.
I don't know if you realize this, but I probably don't know of a man more theology than Eric Sheets. Eric is, if you ever get him on the phone, man, I can't name nothing he hasn't looked at. We talk on the phone. I acquired him and I said, man, come and share what you know about the sovereignty of God and the origin of evil and the gospel. He did. He showed me enough to be silent.
Yes.
That was a prophetic word. And as I sat there and I closed my eyes, I heard every one of you going within me. Some of the things you said today. That's how we're going to do this. Is there's a presence of silence that's beyond anything. And you know, the thing that I noticed is nobody was antsy. I mean, here we've been on a schedule all day. God does something like that just to show us that even when you don't comprehend it here, we're hearing here.